it's game time here on the Ashley and Brad. I know we just started the show, but I'm dying to play this game.
This is news, though.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah? We're not doing news?
No, we are.
Oh, okay.
But this is before news. It's a quick game of...
A game before news?
Yeah. It's a very quick game.
Okay.
Let's say that you're on a little mini vacation for your son's birthday.
Okay.
And you've chosen to go to a destination.
Okay.
It's a little fun family thing. And let's say that at night you're like, oh, he's hungry and you want to get him something for his birthday. All right.
Okay.
So what's nearby?
A birthday dinner.
Oh, well, look at this. There happens to be a little pancake place nearby.
Okay.
24 hours. So you go in and the first thing you see is a sign that says, kids eat free. And you're like, what a bonus. What a bonus.
Depends on the age, though.
On it, no. Kids eat free all day.
Well, I'm a kid.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I thought, great. He gets to eat free. I'm not going to have anything much. So we're going to save a couple of shekels after having spent a lot for the weekend.
That's how much those things cost.
So we go in. He orders his thing. Mm-hmm. My wife gets a power pancake plate.
Mm-hmm.
My son, other son, just gets hamburger fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got hash browns.
$84.
It was Waters, by the way. Waters and one drink.
Okay.
So with a kid eating free, me just getting hash browns and two others, what'd you say it was?
84. I got to be close.
The you overshot it by $30. $54.
Wow.
For hash browns, a free kids meal, and two other entrees with water.
Wow.
Water.
Wow. Well, that's what happens when you go near destination places. It's they search
the one
those
soda
prices.
Was $5.49. The exact same amount as my hash browns.
I hope you refilled it 11 times.
$5.49. And they say the economy is doing great.
Wow.
And they say the economy is wonderful. $54,
that's
everybody.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
Well, when you go to destination places, you're going to pay destination prices.
Not even the sum total of everything that was spent over the weekend.
Sure it wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's now get to news, shall we?
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, General Motors say they will no longer be sharing driving behavior data with the data brokers LexisNexis and Verisk following a report by the New York Times revealing that they were even doing that. The data collected through GM's OnStar Smart Driver feature, some drivers said they were enrolled without their knowledge. The problem was that detailed information like hard braking, acceleration, et cetera, was sold to car insurance companies and then would use it to adjust rates for people.
Hmm.
And they said, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
So Mackenzie Scott, you know her name. She's Jeff Bezos's ex-wife. Billionaire, by the way, and a philanthropist. She had promised to give $1 million to 250 organizations last year.
Yeah.
Well, she decided she was going to change that.
Okay.
But in a good way.
All right.
She's going to be giving $640 million to 361 organizations instead.
Okay.
I'm like, that is wonderful.
Can she reimburse $54 for me?
Listen, you were the one who went to school with them. I can't believe he won't call you back.
Tell me about it.
But maybe we should be reaching out to her. Reaching out to the wrong Bezos.
I think so. Right.
So newly minted Oscar winner Cillian Murphy is going to be returning as Thomas Shelby for a Peaky Blinders movie. I've just started watching the actual series.
Okay.
So the production is set to begin in September. And additionally, there are plans for two spinoff series, one focusing on young Polly Gray, the other one following the Shelby clan from Boston. They'll both be on Netflix, by the way. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, day 27 of March for 2024, day 87 of this year. There are 279 days left in this leap year. Who's got birthdays? Well, right at the very top. Oh, my goodness. From Logan's Run and the Austin Powers films and Romeo and Juliet, Michael York is now 82 years old. Tony Banks, the keyboardist for Genesis, love his work, is now 74. Bart Connor, Olympic gymnast, is 66. Quentin Tarantino, the director, is 61. Polly Perrette from NCIS is 55. Mariah Carey is now 55 years old.
Happy birthday, Mariah.
Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost and upcoming film this summer, Possum Trot, 54. Nathan Fillion is 53. Fashion designer Kendra Scott, 50. And Halle Bailey is 24. It happened on this date in history, 1970. The Concorde made its first supersonic flight.
And it is no more. I know. Yeah. But they are going to bring something back that's similar.
Yeah. Even faster, I believe.
Even faster, yes.
In 1973, it was on this date, The Godfather won Best Picture of 1972. But Marlon Brando refused to accept. And this is where we met Sasheen Littlefeather.
You loved that movie.
Of course.
One of your all-time favorites.
Yeah, lots of people love that movie.
It's a little violent.
Please. In 1999, Bill Minty of Bridgeport, Connecticut, boiled 6,000 eggs for his neighborhood Easter egg hunt in 10 minutes.
How do you do that?
He put them in a mesh bag in a large washing machine at his dry cleaning shop. 6,000 eggs.
Don't eat those eggs, ladies and gentlemen.
In 2004, an Austrian doctor claimed that picking your nose and eating it is one of the best ways to stay healthy.
What?
He said
that Smales kid was onto something.
I'm telling you, he said that people who do this are probably better in tune with their bodies. Now, look, I will do a lot of things. If there's something that falls on the floor, I will pick it up. I will eat it.
Yes, you
will. I will slice around the mold.
You'll pick up stuff off the floor and eat it, but you won't eat something from your own body?
But that is a bridge too far. I'm sorry.
For the appetizer, sir.
No, thanks. In 2007, instant replay was made a permanent officiating tool in the NFL.
What year?
2007. 17 years.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was way longer than that.
Nope. And in 2022, it was 2 years ago that the slap heard around the world took place during the Academy Awards.
Oh, that slap.
Yeah, that
one. Yeah.
Special events for today, American Red Cross Giving Day. A whole day for Whole Grain Day, International Whiskey Day, Holy Wednesday is today, Joe Day, Scribble Day, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day, and World Theater Day. You have a birthday and a special event, just like one of our listeners does, who told us that hers is coming up Friday, but we should announce it for tomorrow, Thursday.
Yes.
It's coming up, but if you have one, tell us at 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Have you ever had a roommate? He asked here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Well, I think for a good majority of us, we certainly have. Even if it was a sibling growing up in a home filled with kids, you may have had a roommate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew several friends that shared rooms.
Yeah. But those of us, like myself, who went off and lived outside the home for your first jobs and, college, et cetera, et cetera, you had probably a whole series of roommates.
Right, especially in college, and that's the thing. Sometimes you're just assigned people, but then sometimes you get to pick. Maybe you go to school with someone you know, or if you're in a fraternity or sorority, you have no choice.
You've got lots of roommates.
You got a lot of people.
You got lots of. In fact, the first dorm room I lived in, there were three of us. On this floor, they're mostly just doubles, but we were lucky enough to get the corner room that had three. No bigger than this studio.
What?
Yeah.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
Three people
in that size room. Needless to say, I moved into the fraternity house very quickly thereafter.
How are you going to put three people in a...
Well, there's a bunk bed and then its own little self-contained unit.
Wow. Is that the guy that didn't wash his sheets for a long time?
Oh, I saw a few of those guys. I met a few of them along the way.
So they were asking about some roommate horror stories, and this person said they had a roommate, the dirtiest man they've ever met. He wouldn't do laundry for 6 months, and I thought, I think Brad went to college with a couple of those guys.
Well, thankfully, there was a spring break or something every along the way, so you could take your laundry home and have it clean there.
I had a roommate who used to constantly usually she would ask to borrow my car. Her car was always low on gas, and so she's like, can I take your car? I just need to run this errand. And I'm like, and once in a while,
and
it was fine.
She would just take it without asking.
Well, most of the time she would ask, but there were a couple of times I would come down to go to work. I'd be like, where are my keys? What's happening?
Where's my car?
I need my car.
Well, didn't you? Were your roommates one of the ones who bit her toenails too?
No, that was a sorority sister. Oh, she wasn't a roommate of mine. Right. This person said, oh, this is terrible. I had a roommate in college who was so offended by my lack of effort that he mailed a handwritten letter to my parents before the end of my freshman year, letting them know that I wasn't really going to class and doing things. I'm like, oh. That'd be terrible.
A narc. You're living with a narc the whole time.
Somebody told on them. Wow. That's awful.
Okay.
This girl said her freshman year roommate would just pile stuff on the floor and that they had to get a running start to jump over it to get onto their bed.
Okay.
So why not pick that up? But I guess,
We've all experienced the dishes in the kitchen. You know, there's all kinds
of stuff. Whose day it was to do chores
and
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But did you have somebody that you were like, really? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day by one word at a time. That's what we're doing now, moving into year two. If you've missed these words, then go to our website, Ashley Brad Radio. You will see the list. At the very top there, the link will take you to these. Today's word is another Yiddish word. It is from
like
the 20th century,
okay.
I think, is what the early 20th century. I've used this many times. I think a lot of people have. The word is Megillah.
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 Oh, the whole Megillah.
Yeah.
I've Megillah. Heard that.
Yeah.
Megillah.
Go ahead and try and spell Megillah.
Wasn't there a character, a cartoon, Megillah Gorilla?
Yes, there was.
Is that the same spelling?
I'm going to leave that up to you.
Gosh, I don't
know. How would
you
spell Megillah?
I don't know how to spell Megillah.
Well, go ahead and give it a crack there.
M-A-M-I.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spell it. M-A-G-I-L-L-A?
Is? I'm afraid that's incorrect.
Is it wrong?
They are saying M-E-G-I-L-L-A-H is how you would spell this noun, Megillah.
Megillah.
Which is just a long, involved story or account, or an elaborate, complicated production or sequence of events.
So it has nothing to do with a gorilla?
No, of course not. It's it comes from a Yiddish word just referring to a scroll or a volume. Specifically from Esther, the Book of Esther.
Oh.
But, it's thrown in with like a long series of something. Like, if you want to catch the Ashley and Brad podcast, you can see the whole Megillah of them.
Got it. Oh, and by the way, the Megillah Gorilla was spelled the way I spelled Megillah.
Okay.
So it's definitely a different kind of Megillah.
Right.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks for getting in touch, and you do in great quantities. And frequency, listener, at 888-922-7234. We'll get to your listener calls and texts in a little bit here on the show because you answered a lot of our questions. And that's what we do. Every show, we'll ask you a question for your comments, your contributions.
Because we want you to definitely contribute.
Oh, we got some good ones, too.
Uh-oh.
But we'll do those in just a bit. 888-922-7234 is that phone number to do so. And let's get to news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
So if you want one of the most popular SUVs on the road, but with alternative power, the Honda CR-V is introducing the hydrogen fuel cell vehicle. But right now, it's only available in California.
Hmm.
It's essentially an electric vehicle, but unlike a battery-powered EV, it can be refueled at like a hydrogen fueling station, like a regular gas station.
Yeah.
And it's only emission? Clean water.
Yeah.
Pricing and other details have yet to be released, and also when it'll be available in other states. So Doritos late night sizzling cheeseburger variety. Yes, you heard that right. Doritos late night sizzling cheeseburger is coming to the snack aisle.
Okay.
The new snack features classic burger flavors like ketchup, cheese, and beef packed onto a tortilla chip. So now instead of chips and burger, you just need to eat the chips.
Okay.
Available exclusively at the Kroger umbrella of stores. Well, a sequel to a classic Adam Sandler comedy, Happy Gilmore, might be in the making. A first draft of the script has been written, says Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin in the original 1996 film. Sources say the project will be for Netflix, where Sandler has long had several deals.
Yeah.
Although the streamer isn't commenting right now on
the
if
price
it's true.
Is wrong, so. Bob.
Such a good scene.
Yeah.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Springtime here on the Ashley and Brad Show means, of course, spring cleaning that we've discussed a few different times, which means people are going to start flinging open those closets and going through and getting rid and donating and whole bunch of stuff, because with bigger homes comes more stuff.
Well, don't you remember the George Carlin bit about how much stuff we have?
Of course.
And, you know, you have a bigger area, you tend to fill it up.
Right. And then you got a storage facility filled with stuff where the rest of it
exactly
can go.
True.
Or a shed in your backyard. Or,
or a couple of sheds.
Any number of things.
And that's the thing. Financial planner and author Elise Glink said, listen, the more stuff we have, it's making us kind of poor in our own lives because, you know, there's the whole thing of, is it necessary? Do I need it? And so then once you get past that hurdle and you end up buying it, there's also, you know, what's this thing costing me? Do you need a subscription for it to work? Do you need, you know, there's maybe electricity that's involved with it. Like when you buy something, your gadgets and gizmos and things of that nature, are you thinking, oh, how much is this going to cost me in a year? Or do you just buy it?
Oh, you're talking about the entire run of the maintenance and everything else?
Everything. Like when you buy something, you think...
If there's any... Yeah, I absolutely take in the cost of the... If there's a subscription, which I'm trying not to do those kinds of things.
Right.
But the maintenance of something,
I don't think I've ever made... Except for a car.
Well,
but other than that, I don't think I've ever like thought, oh, I'll buy this thing or this one, and I'm going to have to keep it plugged in, and I'm going to have to charge it, and I'm going to have
Yeah.
Never crossed my mind until right now. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should think about the cost of stuff. How much it's going to cost me.
So maintenance, like for this dryer, I mean, we bought these, 10 plus years ago?
Right.
And they're still going, and you got to figure it as, okay, well.
Well, you pull yours apart and fix it.
I'm going to fix it myself. Now, the car is a different story.
Right.
It's at the point where like, okay, is it really worth the upkeep
of,
it's $1,000 here, $1,000 there.
Right.
But there is no hidden cost to this show. So it's
that's free.
That's the benefit.
All day long.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad Show. You get to play along, listener, as this is one of the audience participation games. This is Outburst, where we have a viewfinder. We'll put the little card in there. There's a category at the top of the card. And 10 items in that category, we will have 30 seconds in which to come up with as many as we can in that allotted time. The topics, again, far-reaching, far-ranging.
Yeah, everything.
And sometimes you can get a lot, and sometimes you can get
not so
zero.
Many. I don't think, has anybody flamed out?
Oh, I have.
Oh, one time.
One time.
Yeah, that's right.
And all
that's
of my
right.
answers were that's... valid. They just want the ones for the card. And that's the difference. Anyway, let's see. I have chosen for you, in 30 seconds, give me types of snakes.
Oh, copperheads, rattlesnakes, diamondbacks, gardener snakes, king snakes, cobras, I'm trying to think the last time I went to the zoo because I normally avoid that area. A python, a constrictor, that one that's got the orange and the red on it, and the coral snake.
Wow. Look at you,
probably
herpetologist.
Not very good. No.
You got six.
Really?
Six of them, yeah. You got rattlesnake, garter snake, cobra, python, boa constrictor, copperhead. But missing from the list were grass snake, anaconda, cottonmouth, and water moccasin. But good enough.
Okay. I'm going to mix these around. I'm going to give you a choice between one or two.
One.
That's so funny. Your choices were going to be Nicholas Sparks movies or things a Swiss Army knife has.
Nicholas Sparks movie?
And that's the one you landed on. That was number one.
Who's Nicholas Sparks? He's an author. I couldn't tell you any of his books that are movies.
Yes. You know a couple of these.
There's no way I could tell you any Nicholas Sparks, the books that have become movies.
Yes. Famous Schmamous. Super famous. Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Come on now.
That's the one you picked.
Please, I picked that number. I didn't pick anything. You did it purposefully.
No, that was the one.
I've never read a Nicholas Sparks
the
book
notebook?
In my life.
You never heard of any? Come on.
Okay, The Notebook. But that, again.
Message in a Bottle. Dear John. Come on.
No,
okay. All right, fine. I'll give you another one. Since I already tipped you off to the other one, I'm going to have to pick a whole new one.
Okay.
You've probably been thinking of answers.
All right.
How about things a doctor uses?
Stethoscope. Thermometer. Tongue depressor, cotton swab, hypodermic needle, the otoscope, the ocular, the eye, whatever that would talk about, eye scope, I guess, I don't know, the eye something, the hammer, the reflex hammer for the patella,
wow,
scale. The first thing they make you do when you get there.
I know. That's always the that's my least favorite part.
Shoes off, dog. Keys in my pocket. Come on. Help me out. Yeah.
The first three answers you gave me were literally right down this list. Stethoscope, okay. Thermometer, and tongue depressor.
Okay.
You also got six, by the way. You got reflex hammer, eye scope, otoscope.
Okay.
And syringe. You said hypodermic needle, but same diff.
Yeah.
I gave it to you.
Right.
You did not get the blood pressure cuff.
Oh, sphygmomanometer.
You're like, my arm is going to fall off. Gauze. You said cotton swab.
Hey,
that's different than gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Bandages. Okay. And rubber gloves.
Oh, yikes.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, they say what goes around comes around here on the Ashley and Brad Show. I mean, there's the notion of karma, which some people do believe in about, good luck coming back around and circumstances.
And vice
like
versa.
That. And vice versa. I don't necessarily look at it that way, but some people like to pay it forward in hopes that it will return to them.
So it's manyfold. Interesting because I'm in the camp that believes in karma. You're in the camp that doesn't.
No.
According to this, 84% of people say, their actions come back around in some way or another.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call that karma. I mean, if you are not necessarily an unkind person and you go out of your way to be mean and spiteful, then, there's actions have consequences.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call it karma.
Oh, but sometimes, I don't know. I think kind of, yes. For me, I see, although there are times where I know very nasty people and I'm like, well, they never seem to get anything bad happen. How does that work? But 84% of us say yeah. And that's why to avoid anything, bad, they want to pay it forward when they can.
I see.
So according to this, at least, paying it forward makes us feel better about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to do that. Even if that doesn't mean we're going to get something good in return, at least we feel better.
Okay.
So are there some things that you
Well, that's doing
do
unto that, others you'd like to be done to yourself. That's a golden rule right there.
Right, but isn't that karma?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay. Well, this says being a generous tipper, helping our neighbors out, treating a loved one to something special or something they've wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But are you one of those people that will then pay for somebody behind you in the line at the drive-thru and do all those kinds of things?
Yeah, but again, that's you're doing something, expecting something in return. I don't think you should be doing it for
that reason. Well, if I'm going to pay for food for somebody behind me, I'm not expecting anything else in the day.
Isn't that your whole notion of you expect it to come back and boomerang around for
maybe
you?
Maybe not in that way, though. Maybe just because maybe I'll have a better day that way. Or maybe I'll hit all the green lights on the way to work.
All right, so buy me a cup of coffee then. Let's see what happens. Start there.
Test that theory?
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, everybody, for getting in touch with the show. 888-922-7234. We ask you these questions all the time, and you respond. We will get to the listener feedback break in just a bit here, because there are some good responses to the question we have been asking.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, the phone number for you to use is 888-9-AB-RADIO, 888-922-7234. Let's get to some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, General Motors says it will no longer be sharing driving behavior data with the data brokers LexisNexis and Verisk following a report by the New York Times that revealed the practice. The data was collected through GM's OnStar Smart Driver feature. Some drivers said they were enrolled without their knowledge. The detailed driving information, including things like hard braking and acceleration, was then sold to car insurance companies and then adjusted people's rates on its behalf.
Mm.
So as Easter approaches, temptation in the form of giant chocolate bunnies is everywhere. But while candy is usually not the healthiest choice, according to dietitians and Brad, some are better than others. So some of the healthiest Easter candy options are...
I didn't see those air quotes go up when you said healthiest. You're supposed to use the finger quotes.
I did them down here, over here, so you couldn't see.
let me hear these.
The Yum Earth jelly beans, which we're going to talk about jelly beans in a minute.
Okay.
The Cadbury mini eggs.
Uh-huh.
That way you can eat like 184 of them.
No, see, one, maybe, but not dozens.
I can't eat just one. The York dark chocolate peppermint patty eggs.
Uh-huh.
the Twizzlers Easter Bunny Cherry Candy, and the Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
Yeah, okay.
So, Golden Globes is going to air on CBS and live stream on Paramount Plus for another 5 years. The deal kicks off with the January 2025 telecast of the Globes, and it will also put the American Music Awards on CBS.
Okay.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, in case you have not looked at the calendar, spoiler alert, this coming Sunday is Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been in Lent for these 40 days, and the big celebration comes on this coming Sunday. With that will come a lot of Easter baskets for some folks and
yes.
candy and things like that.
Yes. We just talked about jelly beans being one of the Easter candy.
Healthy
candy
because there's no dairy in it. There's no fats per se, but there is a ton of sugar, obviously.
So I like the jelly bellies, the little teeny tiny ones. I don't like those jelly beans that have that other taste to it. I don't like those.
But America has definitely chosen their favorite flavor when it comes to jelly beans.
It's interesting because at candystore.com, they're the same ones that put out the Halloween list and the Christmas list and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They said, what are our favorite jelly bean flavors for 2024.
I don't know, but if black licorice is one of them, then I can no longer be associated with these United States.
So it's interesting because on their actual map, when you hover over a state, it pops up and tells you the one they like plus their second and third choice.
Uh-huh.
And it's so interesting because a lot of the sour ones are on there.
Love the sour ones.
I don't like the sour ones. Coffee is on there. Juicy pear is on there. But in the top five, cherry.
Okay. The standard, classic, the
standard,
red.
Standard, yes.
Because the red is always, it's a guessing game. It could be cherry, could be cinnamon, it could be any number of things.
Well, because the cinnamon usually has the little dots on it.
Maybe.
So, cherry's at five. Number four is at root beer.
Uh-huh,
number
brown.
Three is cinnamon.
Okay.
Which I love the cinnamon
one. Cinnamon
it's
is a good
so
one,
good.
Right?
Number two, I think you don't like it. Buttered popcorn?
No.
I love
the real thing, love it. Buttered popcorn flavored jelly bean, no thank you.
Oh, one of my all-time faves.
No, thank you.
The new winner.
New?
Yes.
Meaning
it's been on the list, but it's number one. And I can't believe it. My mother would have loved it. Black licorice.
What?
Alaska and California and Montana and Michigan and Kansas and Georgia and Tennessee and Kentucky and Pennsylvania and New Jersey. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Stop it. Black licorice.
I know. So unless they have
America's favorite.
Drastically changed the formula, which I haven't tried one in many years.
Of course they've not changed the formula. It's the same horrible, foul, nasty tasting thing it's been forever.
That's what I thought. But according to this, lots of people are loving it for some reason. So I kind of want to try it just to see if they... If they
are you going to go power through a whole box of Good and Plenty?
No. Well, maybe, but that's what I mean. Maybe it's not. Maybe they made it more palatable.
It's black licorice.
So do you guys have a favorite? And is it black licorice?
I got to know
who actually
likes it. Here's the unofficial poll. Listener, it is up to you to decide. Do you like black licorice? Yes or no? Text in the votes now. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Geneva.
Yes?
You are the assistant here on the Ashley and Brad Show.
You got it.
You are always in the background listening for your wake word.
You are correct.
And when I say it, you are leaping into life.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell everybody what time it is.
It's game time.
Game time.
What kind of game, though, with her?
Okay, so game time. I've chosen the topic. She's going to supply the questions for it. But today is a slogan game. Is that right?
That's right, Brad.
So just reading them, not singing them or anything?
No, that's right. You're giving us slogans this time from automobile makers. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. So she will read a slogan. You have to tell me what the brand is. Hit us with the first one, Geneva.
The ultimate driving machine.
That's BMW.
Okay.
That's right, Ashley.
Okay. How about?
The heartbeat of America.
Who's the heartbeat of America?
I want to say that Chevy or Ford.
Well, you got to nail one. One more time, Geneva.
The heartbeat of America.
Is for who?
It's one of them.
Okay. Well,
pick Chevy?
One. Is?
You are correct.
Woo!
Yes. Look at that. How about this one?
Go anywhere, do anything.
Subaru?
Negative.
So if it's a go anywhere, then is this like a big truck that lets you go places that maybe you couldn't go otherwise?
I don't know.
Is this Ford?
No way.
No, it's not Ford.
Jeep?
Precisely.
Yes. Ah. Jeep. Go anywhere, do anything. Give us a few more, Geneva.
Zoom, zoom.
Oh, oh that's, because that little boy that used to say it. That's, is that Subaru? No. That one is, Mazda. That one's Mazda.
Yes.
Okay, Mazda. Let's do two more, Geneva. Car slogans.
There is no substitute.
Mm, yes. In fact, I remember this uttered in a movie.
About this car?
There was a scene that, yes, features this car, and then they even say the slogan, yes.
There's no substitute. Is this like a fancy car? Porsche?
Absolutely.
Yes, and it's absolutely.
What movie?
It's when Joel was driving his dad's Porsche. After a little speed run, he says, Porsche, there is no substitute from Risky Business.
Yeah.
All right. And then, well, let's do one more, Geneva.
Let's go places.
Oh, you know, let's go places.
Let's go places.
Who's that for?
Ford?
No way, Jose.
No, it is not Ford.
Let's go places. Range Rover.
I don't think so.
No, not Range Rover.
Have I said it already in a guess?
No.
Mm-mm.
Haven't said it in a guess. Hyundai.
No.
Honda.
No.
What's left? Nissan.
No.
Dodge.
No.
Who's left?
It's the one car you've not said. I am so shocked you've not said this car brand.
Really?
Yes.
I thought I said them all.
No.
Are you sure?
Geneva, she's not said it.
Negative.
No. It's only one of the best-selling brands of car everywhere.
And it's not a Chevy, and it's not a Ford, and it's not a Dodge. It's not a...
No.
The slogan once again?
Let's go places.
Toyota?
Yes.
Yes, Toyota.
Man, I thought I named everyone.
Ashley and Brad.
It's time for another installment of What Do I Know?
Really? Great.
What do I know?
Yeah.
I'm just a fellow who spent 4 years of book learning in college just like you
too.
Did.
Yep.
It wound me up here on the radio.
Aren't we lucky?
What I'm saying. So I'm just a fella, what do I know, who can make opinions about the world around me sometimes.
Like
it shouldn't be $54 for a plate of pancakes.
I get it.
Especially when somebody's eating free.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much.
Right.
It shouldn't be $100+ in hidden fees for booking a hotel.
Did you say?
Did you get
a resort fee?
I know. Oh, there was the resort fee. There was the bed packs. Oh, you guys did some dancing. Well, there's a dancing tax on that.
Stuff's expensive.
Really expensive these days.
I went to a store the other day to get something, and it didn't look like they had any. So I went and asked somebody. I was like, are you guys out of this? He goes, no. He goes, because of the price of it, we keep it in the back.
That's part
I'm
due.
Like, what?
The part due is, look, do we really have to live in a world where we keep stuff locked up?
Apparently we do.
Shouldn't be locked up.
The other day I was going to go to a store. My daughter's like, no, I don't want to go to that store because I don't want to push a button and wait 20 minutes for eyeliner.
That's right.
Okay. Although, and I get in the bigger cities, even it's coming to, you know, small town USA. So I do understand, but it's frustrating because I don't want to stand there and wait for somebody to come and
look,
open
it was
the case.
It was a thing when you go to the home improvement store and they had all the spray cans locked up because they didn't want people stealing for tagging.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I get that.
Right.
But when it comes to razors,
okay.
And everything else, we're like, can we please?
But razors are so much more expensive. But so they said, what about something like this?
What?
There's a case that allows consumers to open those locked cabinets with your cell phone. So you got to enter your cell phone, you get a code, and then it opens. But then it knows what you bought and all that kind of stuff. So are you okay with that as an option?
Hold on. Let me have a seance with my dearly departed grandfather,
hey, Papaw.
Papaw, we now live in a world where we have to hang out of our cell phone, unlock the razors that we buy in the drugstore on the corner.
Would you mind that?
I would mind that.
You would?
I would mind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely would mind that. Because I don't want to wait for somebody for 20 minutes to come unless they're going to designate an employee to be in the locked case area.
Yeah.
Then I don't
bridge too far, I'm afraid.
What about for you guys? 888-922-7234. Would you be okay if you needed to use your personal phone to do something like this and then maybe they know what you're buying?
I'd love to know. Let us know.
Ashley and Brad.
So this is a part due, a continuation of a theme because we just talked about things are being locked up in the stores.
Yes.
And you got to get an employee. This is something that, again, my wife observed. She goes, please relate this story on the radio.
Okay, what happened?
And we'll get into this with our listener feedback, but I think this is somewhat of a tangent, but it's applicable. Employees at a lot of these places. My wife is at a store where she overheard the following conversation. Supervisor walks up to an employee. Hey, you didn't show up yesterday. What was it going on? And the employee's fumbling around just like, my ankle. The supervisor's like, yeah, please, you got to let us know if you're going to phone in. I'll definitely work with you on giving you your own personal days, but you definitely have to let us know. Please.
So the employer
is begging. We're begging you to please just let us know that we'll work with you on the.
You'd get fired in most
places. This is the day and age we live in.
Hey, Papa.
Papa? The supervisors are now begging the employees to just show up for work with no consequence. There was no, hey, you know what? I'm going to have to write you up for that. You didn't show up.
Used to be a three strikes, you were
there
fired,
was
right?
None of that.
Oh, no.
None of that. So I'm like, oh, Papa's going to get a workout today for these seances.
The dearly departed Papa.
Oh, boy. Anyway, let's get to some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, I think my second story is definitely going
to
fuse.
I can't wait to hear.
So, but first, we're going to talk about one of the most popular SUVs on the road. This one with alternative power. And it's not the typical EV that you've heard of. Uh-huh. This is the Honda CR-V. It's the new one with hydrogen fuel cell.
Right.
And unlike battery powered, it can be refueled at a gas station with a hydrogen fuel pump, and the only emission is clean water. Here's the deal. It's only going to be available in California right now. They haven't released the pricing. They haven't released a lot of the information, but that could be a very interesting new way of cars.
H2O coming out of the tailpipe.
That's exactly right. So if you are planning to take a family to a theme park this summer,
yes,
or maybe you just came from
You
went and visited with birthday, guess what might be happening? In fact, you might have experienced this.
More luxury taxes and bed taxes and everything else?
Kind of. They're going to be implementing, they're calling it dynamic pricing. Mm-hmm. It's price surging.
Of course it is.
When the tickets fluctuate based on demand. Mm-hmm. And so they said, listen, why are we being left out of all this? Because hotels and airlines have been doing this for years. And so they said, listen, you want to come stay in a nice place? You're going to have to pay a little bit more.
It was once again one of those, you go online and you're like, okay, an overnight stay, that's about what you expected. All right, that's not that bad. It's everything. It's the absolute everything else. It's like,
you got charged.
Are you an
for
airline
everything.
That's charging me for every single thing?
Yep.
Yeah,
I know your poor little quick little getaway turned into a... I'm so sorry.
Wow.
So Netflix is teasing the new show Baby Reindeer. It's based on a true story. It follows Donnie Dunn, who's played by Richard Gadd, a struggling stand-up comedian who develops a very odd and layered relationship with a woman named Martha, who's actually his stalker. True story. The 7-episode series premieres April 11th on Netflix. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, everybody, for getting in touch with the Ashley and Brad Show. We always ask you to do so, and you do. The number is 888-922-7234. Let's get into it. When we asked you about songs you could never hear again, you can't stand them.
If you were stuck on a desert island and they could play any songs, but there was one you were like, no, don't play this one.
Oh, yeah.
What would it be?
There's a few. Dennis said this one.
Yeah, I think the worst song out there is Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely?
Okay.
Oh, a song he wrote for his daughter on the day she was born.
Yeah, I know, for Aisha. How about Allison saying this?
The song I absolutely would never want to hear again is Boy George, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Because when I hear that, I really want to hurt him.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. How about Pat calling in to say this one?
That would be Meghan Trainor's It's All About the Bass.
Okay, so just a few of the entries for that. But that wasn't the only topic. Oh, no. Madison is on my side. She said this.
And I have to agree that I like to look at a paper menu. I just can't do the phone scrolling and zooming in and seeing the ingredients or what comes on the order. That's annoying to me. I also don't like texting. I like sending letters. I think it's more intimate.
Thanks, Madison. See?
Wow.
The paper one. That's the way to go.
When was the last time you wrote a letter? 1983.
Been a while. It's been a minute.
I like the QR code because sometimes the menus are so dark I can't read them, so I got to turn my flashlight on my phone.
Well, okay, fine. Turn the flashlight on, but at least you can look at the entirety of
this
it.
This is illuminated.
Instead of pinching and zooming and scrolling and... That's ridiculous.
I don't mind it at all.
Eva, a happy National Ashley and Brad Day. Wow, thanks,
Wait
Eva.
Wait a second, we got a day?
I guess
nobody
we do.
Nobody told us.
How about this one? Wayne saying, I don't think parents should be rewarded for doing their job to raise respectful, honest, hardworking children supposed to.
We talked the other day about some restaurants that are now giving parents a discount if their children are well-behaved in the restaurant. Because, listen, I've worked in restaurants, I've been a server, and kids can make a giant mess. And a lot of times parents are like, oh, whatever, it's not my house.
Yeah, but Quint had another take. Should children be rewarded for good behavior? Yes, to a certain extent. They also need to be reprimanded for bad behavior. They're still learning, as we should all be teaching a child in the way they should go. And in my day, it took the whole village, he says. And
it certainly did.
Yeah, it sure did, didn't it?
Well, because that was when other parents could, you know, call your parents and be like, I'm sending her home.
Oh, James. James would love the story about the employee I just told.
Yes.
But him? Yep. Start time 7 o'clock. That doesn't mean getting there by 7 during pre-shift. You got to, you know, showing up on time. You're late. It's the same thing. He grew up that way.
That was my dad. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're fired.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
That's how my dad operated.
Now you got to be begged to please just call in. Let us know. I'll work with you on this. Grant says, I'm a painter, art, not house. And he's in the studio every morning early listening to us. I've come to believe that I work much better when listening to the two of you.
See?
So I wanted to say thank you for your contributions to the arts.
Aww.
I don't know what I would do without you. Thanks, Grant.
I don't know how I would pay my bills without this job anyway, so that'd be
exactly.
great.
We'd love
it's
to
a win-win.
We'd love to see your Ashley and Brad-inspired artwork, by the way.
Oh,
send us some pictures of that.
Yeah.
Deborah says she doesn't use a top sheet. It's just the paint, a couple of blankets. She's okay.
Yeah, I gotta have a top sheet.
And then, have you been injured by your child? Yes. Anita. She was out camping, one of your favorite pastimes, Ashley. Started the rain. They were shoving things in the back of the SUV. My son didn't realize I was putting one last item, went to close the back. She had a very tiny gash at the top of her forehead from that camping trip. And then finally, John. Years ago, his son was about 5 or 6. We were playing. He accidentally tripped and fell down the stairs from the second story to the ground floor. Wound up breaking one of his toes. He thought it was cool, meaning the son thought it was cool, and he pulled it out, straightened it, popped it back into place, then taped it to the other toe, and he told his son, because that's exactly what the doctor's going to do. So,
he Ramboed his own toe?
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Thanks, John. Thanks, everybody, is what we're saying.
Yes.
Getting in touch with us, 888-922-7234.
And continue to do so, please.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program. It is time for you to maybe, possibly, this month, maybe it's just over $1,000 in the pyramid. But you know how this works. We'll see. 6 months from now, though, it'll be a whole bunch
more. It'll
be
different.
We certainly
hope so. That
means
the questions will be harder.
I think so. But this is the classic television game show where you'll have 60 seconds on the clock. We're in the winner's circle. I will give you clues to come up with items in a list. You have to tell me the topic of that list. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The Emmys, the Oscars, the Golden Globes.
Shows.
Yep. Hey, I'm Iron Man. I'm an actor. I'm glad I've turned my life around and cleaned up.
What's Robert Downey Jr. going to say?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The pyramid with the eye on top of it. E pluribus unum. The eagle.
Oh, things on a dollar bill.
Yes. Because you're stressed. Because you need to relax.
Why I drink.
Because you go.
Why I.
Because
why
you'd like somebody else to work out the kinks in your body.
Oh, why you go get a massage?
Yes. Deli meat. Cheese. Bread.
Things at the grocery store?
Bread. Deli
things to
meat,
make a sandwich.
Cheese. Those are the big three.
The sandwich ingredients, things that you buy, the grocery store.
Pass. Your body, your upper respiratory system when you have a cold, traffic.
Reasons
you
cough.
Freeways.
Reasons that you're
freeways,
congested.
Yes.
Things that are congested.
Yes. Going back. Deli meat.
It's a sandwich. I don't know.
Yeah. The things that are sliced. Sliced. The meat and the cheese and the bread.
See,
the
you best, put it together. I thought it was already
right. The best things in sliced bread. Things that are sliced.
Man, that's That's hard.
Well, you don't get $1,000. Sorry.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Celebrating things here on the 27th day of March, it's National Nougat Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nougat. What is nougat?
It's a vegetable.
It's no.
It is not.
It's the stuff that's inside of the Three Musketeers bar.
Yes.
But it's egg whites, really.
So interesting, because you mentioned that it's something that's inside some candy bars, mm-hmm. but it's not what it originally was.
Right.
So it's actually made by whipping egg whites and adding in some like honey or sugar of some kind, some roasted nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been around since ancient Rome. The word nougat comes from an old Provençal French word called nougat,
mm-hmm.
which means nut cake. And in Italy, they call it turrone. In Spain, it's called turrón. And in the United States, here's where it's different.
Okay.
Because we, in our modern candy making, have turned that traditional nougat recipe from just those few ingredients
mm-hmm.
into a mixture of sucrose and corn syrup that's aerated,
mm-hmm.
and then added some hydrolyzed soy protein and some gelatin. So it's a little different because it's cheaper.
Okay.
They can make it as a filler. And
amazing. Cost cutting? Huh.
Yeah.
Quality?
So that's different than true nougat.
Okay. Which was egg whites and sugar and stuff.
Right. And like in the United States, we put some corn syrup when we hand make it and call it divinity. So it's a little bit. But you could certainly make your own nougat that is the real nougat, not the stuff that we get. But I'm also still pretty sure it's a vegetable.
Okay.